Democratic Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland is co-sponsoring legislation that would provide that back pay for furloughed feds. He joins us now live to tell us more. Senator, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. It's good to be with you.
Tell us about the legislation. What are some of the specifics?
Well, first of all, the FAA workers who are on furlough right now did not cause this problem. We should have extended the FAA. We should have reauthorized the FAA program. And pending that, we should have provided, as we've done before, short-term extensions. The House of Representatives refused to do that, putting instead on the short-term extension these anti-union provisions. And even the ranking Republican member in the Senate says that that's wrong, and we've got to correct that. Hopefully that'll get done this week, but meanwhile, the furloughed workers are entitled to get their paychecks. And I've introduced legislation that takes the money out of the trust fund. The monies are already there to make sure the furloughed workers, in fact, get paid.
Okay, well, you just said something that was news to me, and I want to expand on it before we get into this legislation, and that is that this could be taken up as early as this week. All those FAA workers listening right now just got very happy.
Well, yes. Yeah, so, you know, Congress is scheduled to go out for its August district work period starting at the end of this week. We hope that we will complete the work on the debt ceiling bill as early as Tuesday, perhaps Wednesday. So the only thing I think holding us up from recessing would be the FAA bill. We need to get that done also. So I think there's a commitment to do our best to get it done this week.
Okay, so what is some advice you might have then for these feds who are waiting for that call to go back to work?
Well, I think it's important that a spotlight be put on this. Call your representatives. I mean, President Obama was very effective in asking the American people to contact their legislators during this debt crisis, and my office got thousands of calls during that period of time. I think it's important that the FAA workers let their representatives know how upset they are and that we can't go into our work period without first dealing with this issue. That's not right for the flying public. It's not right for the workers. It's not right for our economy.
And getting back to that issue of the retroactive pay, tell me why you've introduced this legislation now, and really, the country not doing great financially. Can we really afford this?
Well, yes. I mean, obviously, we're talking about 4,000 workers that were not responsible for what was done. These people are valuable employees of the FAA. They deal with safety issues. They deal with the service issues concerning the flying public. They need to get back to work. And the furloughing was not their cause. It was a cause of the House sending us over a bill that had these anti-union provisions. The funds are there, and they should be paid.
Now, in the past, when we've heard of furloughed workers, whether it's because of budget issues, you know, the government being shut down whole cloth, or if it was because of maybe one small budget issue for one agency, like I believe transportation went through something last year. Now we see this happening with the FAA. Traditionally, there is a retroactive back pay. Somebody introduces the legislation and it happens. Is there anything in the air right now that could keep this from happening without getting too terribly political with this? I'm talking about the money and the logistics of it. Could that actually be a speed bump that the feds need to watch out for?
Well, you're exactly right. When we had a total government shutdown, when President Clinton was president, when we finally passed the bill to keep government operating, we did provide for the back pay for those workers that were asked not to come in and who were furloughed. So they got their back pay. Yes, there's many obstacles in the way. There's no guarantee that the Congress will act this week. The House of Representatives has been very unpredictable. It's controlled by an extreme group of Republicans, and it's unclear whether they're prepared to allow our nation to move forward in an orderly way, or they're going to try to hold things up for their to try to enact their agenda.
We are talking with Maryland Senator Ben Cardin about the legislation that would provide the retroactive pay for furloughed FAA workers. In addition, I happen to notice that you and other Democrats are calling on the airlines to drop those ticket prices and refund that amount to travelers that they had raised their prices to compensate for that 7.5% federal tax. Instead of that money going into the FAA's coffers, it now has been going into the airlines' pockets. Can the federal government do that?
Well, this is really ridiculous what the airlines are doing. They no longer are allowed to collect the federal tax. The passenger tax will not be paid for this period of time. But the airlines are still, what they're doing is they're raising their rates equal to what the taxes were that they were supposed to collect, giving themselves a windfall during this period of time rather than benefiting the patrons. That's absolutely wrong. And they've increased their rates at the exact amount of the federal tax they're no longer collecting or supposed to be collecting. So they're actually taking in the tax and keeping it for themselves rather than giving it to the government. So that's wrong. And some airlines have done the right thing, but most have not. And our letter says, look, but we're not going to retroactively impose this tax. Let the passengers have the advantage of this situation. It shouldn't be a windfall to the airlines.
I hear what you're saying about it being wrong, and most of the traveling public and the feds that I've talked to sort of slap themselves in the forehead and say, you've got to be kidding me. How could they have done this? At the same time, though, there's nothing legally that Congress can do to force them, right? Because it's a private industry. If they want to jack up their prices 100%, they could if they wanted.
You're exactly right. There are private companies. There's not much we can do. We're using the bully pulpit right now and the spotlight on it to say, look, this is just wrong. You are bullying the passengers. You're taking advantage of a situation you shouldn't. And we're putting a spotlight on it, hoping that the airlines will do the right thing.
And Senator Cardin, before we let you go, one last word of encouragement for those FAA workers who are furloughed right now, and maybe even some of those construction workers out there, those contractors who are right. Completely without work, they're completely laid off. Any advice for what they should be looking for over the next couple of days?
Well, first, they need to continue their lobbying, and I mean that in the most positive way. Put a face on the issue. There are 4,000 families affected. You're right. The contractors we've heard from small businesses in Maryland that are really hurting because they were counting on those paychecks. Their employees are counting on the paychecks that are under the contracts that are being done, one being done at our own airport in Maryland. So there are companies being hurt. They're beyond just the 4,000 families. Keep a face on it. And I think if you do that, keep the pressure up. Tell Congress not to go home until we take care of this issue.
Democratic Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks once again for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.